We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Financial world today, right now, stock futures, the Dow's supposed to, you know, for it open right now. Again, we're, you know, 2 hours away from the open. What would it be, up a percent, 350 points? The NASDAQ, almost 2%, 270 points. It means the markets have been kind of wild. So I wanted to sort of get some information out to you and get a sense of what's actually going on. So we welcome in our friends from Rockland Trust and Greg DiMarzio on Brian and Company. Good morning, Greg. Happy New Year.
Brian, good morning and Happy New Year.
Listen, what's going on? Well, I mean, you know, we had a 1,000-point range yesterday. I mean, why is this happening?
I think, in a nutshell, it's true economic uncertainty. And we talked about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, and it was really the start of this economic uncertainty. And the Federal Reserve has really laid out a plan to raise rates this year. And interestingly enough, going into the end of last year, the markets were okay with that plan, though we rallied into year end. But as the new year came upon us and the interest rate hikes are now upon us, fear has kind of gripped the market.
Well, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, when you look back in history, in an inflationary environment, the market can still go up. Just give me the thesis. Is that companies in this environment won't make as much money, so earnings won't be as good, so stocks won't go up? I mean, where does the uncertainty affect the investments?
Yeah, that's a great question. Really, what we've seen so far this year is valuation. Without getting overly complicated into how a stock is valued, if we think about a house, an asset, lower interest rates increase our perceived value of the house. And I think some of that is going on in the market, where a lot of the growth stocks in the last 2 years that have really gotten nice, strong valuations, people kind of walking into this year are uncertain if those companies can maintain that level of valuation in an environment where we're seeing rising rates. So I think you're spot on in the sense that this is not an earnings concern. This is really a valuation concern.
So is it like the classic situation where, you know, if you were invested in whether it's Roblox or Grubhub or Peloton, that you should now be in Procter & Gamble and Con Ed?
That's what's been going on the first month of this year. Whether or not that continues will remain to see, because I think the interesting thing is the last time I was on your show, we talked about the Federal Reserve's message, and the message was we will be data dependent, we're not going to rush, and we're not going to do this too fast.
Right.
So you could just as easily see over the next couple of days, depending on what the chairman says today, you could see the market reverse course and say, it looks like rates are now maybe going to go up a little slower than we were worried about these last 4 weeks. But these last 4 weeks have just been out and out worry and uncertainty.
Got it. We're talking with Greg DiMarzio from Rockland Trust here on Brian & Company. Brian Jackman here on WTIC. You know, so people have rotated, or the pros have rotated stocks, you know, into more value-oriented stuff. It seems like every time this kind of thing happens, it's the retail investor that's the sucker, right? And, you know, I have a lot of theories on Bitcoin. It seems like it gets bid up to 60,000, then it gets sold off down to 40, and there's somebody making money on both ends of that trade. But I won't get into that today. But what I want to ask you is that, you know, are the retail investors, did they get in too late, and are they gonna get suckered again and lose money?
I tend to hope not. If we look back into COVID, a lot of retail investors really got involved according to a lot of statistics right during the early 2020, when COVID started, there was a lot of increase in retail participation after the pullback. So I guess I'm hopeful and optimistic that they enjoyed a lot of last year. Because, I mean, last year we had the S&P up 28.5%. So I'm hopeful that they participated in that. But I think your concern is valid, is they get attracted to the market as things go up, and they tend to get attracted too late.
You know, I'm curious, you know, did you get, like, on the last couple of days or when it's like this, do you see an uptick in calls, first of all?
You know, normally no, but interestingly enough, the last couple of days, like I said, I think this one is so clearly uncertainty that this has felt different to some people, and there has been a pickup in calls because I think people are, you know, really wondering, you know, why did we have such a strong rally into year end? And then it was like, as soon as the calendar turned, all our fears took hold. So, yes, there's been a pickup in calls.
Okay, so, you know, what can you say to people out there listening? Because everyone's told that, you know, being if you just keep cash in the bank, you're actually losing money, right? I mean, I'm not asking you to give specific advice to people, but what should people who are, you know, worried, what should they be doing right now?
I think, you know, the number one thing we try to tell people, and I think is really helpful for listeners to understand, is the vast majority of professional investors, and this would be, you know, ourselves included, Rockland Trust, how we see wealth management. If they ask me on a given day, you know, at the coffee shop, do you think stocks are going up too much and they maybe are going to pull back? I might say, yeah, they seem a little bit ahead of themselves, but I won't actually take a lot of action. It doesn't impact what we're doing for the long run. We're invested in our companies for a long period of time. So you kind of pointed to earlier when you said, I might rotate from healthcare to staples. That might be a very small change. So I think the most important thing for people to understand is that when a professional investor says he thinks the market's undervalued or overvalued, the interesting thing is they really don't do that much. They can kind of continue what they're doing as if they were running a race.
Right. Interesting. All right. Lastly, Greg DiMarzio from Rockland Trust. Just, you know, in terms of, like, say they do start to go in this process of, you know, hiking rates, increasing interest rates, when does that feed through to, say, the real economy?
Typically 6 to 9 months is what people, economists, think is that an interest rate hike will start to have a slowing effect that shows up in the numbers in 6 to 9 months. And it's actually important for people to remember right now that typically it's not until the third hike that there is a perceived negative.
Why is that?
Just because usually the first two, you're recovering some of the cushion that the economy needs. And I don't know if I'm explaining it well, but it's just actually been the historical fact that the first two, the market tends to absorb really well. It's not until the third that it starts to feel like maybe we're doing too much here.
Now, going back to, like, was it Volcker? I don't remember, like, when I was little in the 80s.
The 70s, yeah.
When you hike rates to control inflation, I mean, is there a way in, like, a minute to explain how that works?
Yeah, so if you think about money in the economy, if there's too much money in the economy, the prices of goods go up too much. If you give us all double the amount of money, some one of us is going to outbid the other for a car or a house. And if we want that last gallon of milk on the shelf, I might pay an extra dollar than you would pay. So if you put extra money in the economy, and lower interest rates actually inject more money supply into the economy. It's a roundabout way via the banks. But the opposite is true when they raise interest rates. And so that's why I think it's important that, you know, we do keep an eye on inflation, and they have to fight it. The interesting thing is inflation is slowing on its own from a high level. So I think I'm hopeful that the Federal Reserve will start to be able to strike a tone that they don't have to hurt the economy.
Right. Great stuff, Greg. I really appreciate this. I mean, to reduce it all in a way that's easy to understand is important, especially to our audience. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, Greg DiMarzio from Rockland Trust joining us here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.